Thank you. Catfish. Commander Pokingham on guitar. Mr. Josh Bradley on the bass. And Mr. Hector Munoz from El Paso, Texas on the drums.
Songs on you. We're about to go make a new record here in about a month. Actually, we're coming back to California to do it. And it's a record I've been writing with Chuck Prophet from San Francisco. I wrote it with Chuck and Green on Red and his own solo career. And it's going to be produced by Mr. Glenn Johns, who I hope you guys have. He did a few records like Led Zeppelin and Let It Be. Who's Next, and Satanic Majesty's Request, and the Eagles. We've forgiven him for the Eagles, though. Despite the Eagles, we're still going to make a record with him. And anyway, so the record is about, I wanted to make this record about kind of like my life. Through all the music and the different cities that I lived, the places I've lived, I was born in San Antonio, Texas in 1951. And we moved from San Antonio to Huntington Beach, California in 1957. Surf capital of the world, you know? Don't tell Santa Cruz that. And from there, it was there that I really kind of had my musical education. I come from a musical family. My brothers are Pete and Coke Escalero, who played in Azteca and Santana, and Willie Bobo, Cal Taylor, and all those things. My niece is Sheila E., who you guys might know, playing in Kansas. So, always had music. My father was a frustrated musician. He was a singer in work camps. He left Mexico, Saltillo, Mexico. And, he was born in 1907. He left when he was 12 years old to live for his parents here in the United States. But he was a singer and a guitar player. And from Huntington Beach, anyway, was where I really learned a lot about music, because there was a club there called the Golden Bear that I always wanted to go to. And so, you know, I got to see all the great bands in the early 60s to the late 60s that I lived there. And then early 70s, I moved to Hollywood, California, because I wanted to get out of HB, Orange County, and because I love bands like David Bowie, Mötley Crüe, and the Stooges and stuff, so I would go there and check them out. I lived there for a little while, then I went to San Francisco. It was 1975, and I wanted to make a movie. I wanted to be a filmmaker, and the movie was about the worst band in the world. And since we couldn't play, we became that band. That band was a band called the Nuns. And we were literally so bad that we used to have to ask people to come up on stage and tune our guitars for us. Which I still have to do, but, you know. And so from there, you know, the Nuns, the only good thing about the Nuns really was that it was my first band, and it took me to New York City, where I had always wanted to go because of the Velvet Underground, the New York Dolls, and, you know, the Ramones, and Patti Smith, and stuff. And so I lived in the Chelsea Hotel for a while there, and then finally made it back to Texas, where I really learned a lot about songwriting. Towns was still there, Towns Van Zandt was there, and Billy Joe Shaver was living there, and Billy was still hanging out there. So it was a good place to be. I really learned a lot about songwriting. So this first song that we're going to do for you is a song called Sister Lost Soul. And it's about all the people that I can think of from San Francisco who I started out playing music with who are no longer here.